Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good, people? What's good, family? You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, news, music, and politics. Yeah, so today on Plantation Planet, we're going to be discussing Trump's possible picks for cabinet members and ones that have been confirmed already, and why we should know who these key players are. Okay, first, I'm hearing that Rudy Giuliani's name is being floated around for possible attorney general. That is fucking terrible for black people. That is terrible for black people. Remember, this is the guy that promotes stop and frisk. He loves the stop and frisk. He's the one who always be talking about
9/11.
You know what I'm saying? And the one who touts that he's cleaned up the city of New York by imprisoning non-violent offenders. You know what I'm saying? Locking niggas up for weed and shit, yo. We do not need Rudy Giuliani as Attorney General. That's terrible for black people, yo. I heard he asked Carson to be Surgeon General. I'm glad that Ben Carson declined, but it was funny how this nigga declined, though. The nigga said, "I don't think I'm qualified to be Surgeon General." Well, how the fuck was you qualified to be president, nigga? You wasn't qualified for neither one of them motherfuckers. Neither one of them goddamn jobs, yo. And I'm hearing that he's gonna tap Jeff Sessions for Department of Defense. If you do not know who the fuck Jeff Sessions is, let me give you some background on this racist motherfucker. He's from Alabama. He got elected to a federal court to demonize blacks and voter fraud. This nigga has a long history of fucking racism and racist views. You know what I'm saying? Because this case, that voter fraud case, goes back 30 years. 30 goddamn years. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga said that the Klan was good. He tried to play it off like it was a joke. You know what I'm saying? But we read in between the lines, nigga, you said the Klan was good. That ain't something that you joke about at all. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you just don't joke about. You know what I mean? Yo, call us up. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Yeah, this nigga, Jeff Sessions is a fucking straight up racist. He told a black assistant U.S. attorney, he called him a boy. First, he called him a boy. You know what I'm saying? You know how, you know that word has some history when it comes to racist. You know what I'm saying? He said, he also told that same black assistant U.S. attorney that he should learn how to talk to white people. If that ain't fucking racist, then I don't know what the hell to tell you. That is super racist. You understand what I'm saying? These are the people that he's putting in power. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trust this motherfucker for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then he got Lynch Priebus. This has been confirmed that he's going to be chief of staff at the White House. Now, he's some weasel-looking fucker. You know what I'm saying? Who's supposed to know how to work how to work politicians down on the hill. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be able to twist and connive his little way. I hear he's good at that. You know what I'm saying? But he got a big-ass problem, and I'm explaining to you the big-ass problem that he has in a few minutes, Jeff. But, Speaking of Secretary of Commerce, retarded. And we already know that that nigga's a fucking goddamn racist. We already know that Chris Christie is a racist. He already got his little scandals going on with that bridge gate shit. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga hate marijuana. He wouldn't even let marijuana for people who want to use it for health reasons. Wouldn't even let them use it. You know what I'm saying? Chris Christie is a son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then here's the big one. The big one. Pause. Steve Bannon, White House chief advisor. Now, this is the problem that you have for Rich Priebus. I'm going to get to that first, and then I'm going to tell you why Steve Bannon and him being tapped for White House chief advisor is terrible news for black people. But first, though, you know, the chief of staff is supposed to be, he's the one that's supposed to be running the White House. You understand what I'm saying? But you got a fucking figure like Steve Bannon, who, if you don't know who Steve Bannon is, Stephen Bannon, he's the head of Breitbart, a news racist website with all the goddamn beef. They're a huge reason for Trump becoming president, along with, you know what I mean, the help of David Duke and his racist-ass Klan members, you know what I'm saying? The rest of them fucking Klan members, you know what I'm saying? This nigga, Steve Bannon, is an outright racist. Like, he's an outright white supremacist, you know what I'm saying? His ex-wife, she said that the nigga said he didn't want his kids going to school with Jews. You know what I'm saying? He backed people calling Bill Kristol a renegade Jew. You understand? He said online harassment can be solved by women simply logging the fuck off. Wow. And this goes to show you that women, that white women voted their race over their gender. Because these are the things that damn Donald Trump has been spewing from his mouth as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they done said shit like, damn, would you rather your child have feminism or cancer? You know what I'm saying? Birth control makes women look ugly and makes them psycho. Like, Jesus Christ, yo, this nigga is fucking, he don't like any goddamn black people. He don't like any Latinos. He don't like Muslims. And he got it out for women. I wonder why they got it out for women so goddamn hard, yo. You know what I'm saying? He said fat shaming works. And then look, check it. This nigga Gingrich, he on Megyn Kelly's show. He just acted like shit. Damn, that's title sensationalized. Basically, that's just clickbait. This nigga Stephen Bannon made it the norm for white supremacists to come out from everywhere. And this nigga gonna be advising Trump in the White House as this nigga's chief advisor. So, just like how Karl Rove was to the Bush administration, you can imagine how Stephen Bannon is going to be in Trump's administration. Because for real, I think that Stephen Bannon is way smarter than Donald Trump. I'm going to pick all these people who don't got no experience in none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, he got an agenda. You know what I'm saying? Mike Pence got an agenda, yo. We don't have to watch the two motherfuckers, yo. Stephen Bannon, damn, they say he goddamn want to be close to power. So, like, he had a reporter that used to work for him come out and say, yo, this nigga is a savage, yo. He goddamn vicious. You know what I'm saying? He made the Breitbart website a platform for Trump and for these alt-rights, these racists. You know what I'm saying? y'all got to think about and do the knowledge to these key players, yo. Because he's going to be a big key player in that Trump administration, yo. You know what I'm saying? He let open the floodgates, yo. He let the floodgates open for racists to come through. They said he done latched on to people like Michelle Bachmann, who was an idiot. Racist. Sarah Palin, who was another idiot. Racist. You know what I'm saying? You know, and from what I've read, Andrew Breitbart, who started the website, I heard that this nigga hated racism. I heard he hated fucking racism. And look what he died, and look what Stephen Bannon turned it into. And now Stephen Bannon has reached the highest of political goddamn power for him. You know what I'm saying? Glenn Beck. My nigga, Glenn Beck. This fucking goddamn racist even called him a nightmare. Called him terrifying, you know? He's 62 years old, so you know Stephen Bannon is 62 years old. So you know that this motherfucker got a long ass history. We need to know who these key players are, yo. And don't be afraid of this Trump administration, yo. You don't have to be on the plantation. You can get off of the fucking plantation. You don't have to be on the plantation. You can get off of the plantation, yo. You know what I'm saying? We gotta collectively know who we're dealing with, and don't rush to put our cards all on the table, yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush to put all our cards on the table, yo. Because when you look at who got this nigga elected, it was racist. The racist came out. Not only that, we find out that women don't really care about that. That white women don't really care about that feminism shit, yo. They don't really care about that shit, because if they care about it, they wouldn't have voted for Trump with all the massages and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think Ben Carson, the reason why he declined is because he's like, I am not going to have a place really in this administration, yo. Because he's black, yo. Like Omarosa. Ben Carson probably doesn't want to be token black, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna find a way to work in that White House regardless. He's gonna end up somewhere, yo. But Stephen Bannon, who the knowledge to who Stephen Bannon is, yo. Call me up 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. You're listening to Plantation Planet, brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, news, music, and politics. You know what I'm saying? We need to know who these key players are and what their positions are going to be. Paul and Stephen Bannon, who was just like the ultimate racist, smart white supremacist. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to be just smarter. And we are. You know what I'm saying? You got Jeff Sessions. He's a fucking racist. Chris Christie, racist. Rudy Giuliani, racist. The theme of this shit is you are going to put racists in the White House so they are going to have power. They already voted a racist to the White House for power, to hold that top power. And then he's got his own little cast of little white supremacists with him. Yo, this is your boy. No, I'm not the black Alex Jones. You can tune in to Plantation Planet, brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, news, music, and politics. We appreciate it. Y'all keep yourselves up. And don't forget to tune in to the All Things Hip Hop 101 regular show. And we're going to get it busy on that motherfucker, you dig? But yeah, family, stay safe. Be easy. Peace.